I wouldn't. My dad took it a little far. So it wasn't that I thought the Bears were going to draft me, but I was told that if they drafted a quarterback, that I would be the quarterback that they drafted. And that wasn't necessarily directly from their people, but that was told to my camp that I was told. So it did surprise me a little bit. But they told me they weren't drafting a quarterback, so that was the most surprising thing at all. So he acted like they were going to draft me for sure in that interview, and I was like, I don't know if it was that serious. But they did say if the quarterback was drafted, I would be the guy they drafted.
So when they trade up and then they call a different guy's name, what's going to
happen? It did catch me by surprise a little bit. I mean, I wasn't extremely – extremely worried about it. I mean, at the time when I came out of the draft, I was projected to be a second or third round pick. So I was just happy to get drafted into the first round. And I'm not going to lie, I wanted to get drafted here at the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think it's well documented. So I was glad that I ended up getting drafted here.
Nagy gave you all those answers, right?
Nagy did give me the answers. He threw me a sneak peek of what we were going to have the next day. But I still to this day think it was a test, because if he gave me the sneak peek and I didn't get the answers right, then they would have looked even worse. So he would have made sure that I was going to study, and I was up to like 3 or 4 in the morning making sure I was going to be great for Coach Reed.
Wow, that's amazing. He's trying to minimize it and say Dad went too far, but if you really listen, he's confirming the story. He's confirming it, that he had heard and had heard from them, their camp had heard, that if the Bears were taking a quarterback, they were taking him.
Yeah.
So, period. There you go. And so they trade up and they take another quarterback. Were you surprised? Yeah, a little.
I wouldn't. My dad took it a little far.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not really. Not really.
Yeah. But I was told.
But I was told I was the first quarterback to be that they were going to take. If they took one. He said they also told him they weren't going to take a quarterback.
Yeah, so that's just a terrible lie. Everybody in the world knew they were taking a quarterback.
Ryan Pace was so
Mike Glennon didn't know that.
Mike Glennon knew this is my year.
Because Ryan Pace wanted to keep it from Mike Glennon and his coach. His coach. I can't. There's so many parts about this that we've been swimming in, and I know some people are like, get over it. But think about it. Ted Phillips, the weak-ass president,
yeah,
gave, like, with the McCaskies, they arranged, Ryan Pace, because you're so young, we're going to give you a veteran head coach for you to work with, because we don't have a football czar. We don't have a football guy.
Yeah.
So our plan is to pair you with a head coach who's been around the block in John Fox. You guys work together. And Ryan Pace says, you got it. Sounds really good. And then proceeds not to tell the coach what he's going to do in the draft.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Cardi B song, by the way.
What?
WAP, weak-ass president. Really, kids love it.
Yeah. But seriously, that is a weak-ass president of your sports team who arranges a marriage and then doesn't make sure that they're actually working together.
Macaroni in the pot, man. Weak-ass president.
I really think that Pace, and it'd be nice to ever talk to him, but he doesn't talk to anybody ever. And we're going to hear from Matt Nagy in a little bit here. I really think that Pace had decided that he was going to fire John Fox. I think that my theory is Pace had his guy. He knew that Fox and Dow Loggins were not the guys to develop the young quarterback. For whatever reason, didn't think that he could fire Fox. So his
maybe
goal,
had been told not to.
Maybe had been told not to. Weren't going to eat the salary, or just didn't think he. Whatever it was.
Do you take the quarterback then and stash him on the team of guys who you want to fire?
No, I mean I think that's the flaw. I think the flaw is, like, if you want to sit the dude, sit him with the system that, you know, so he's learning. So
learning
he's not,
the system.
That's the benefit
just
of the bench here.
Wasting his time learning how to, you know,
correct.
Lift weights at the right time and how to eat well.
Yeah.
He's not learning that for a year.
But I just don't think there was really any scenario where I'm drafting the top quarterback in the draft and I am absolutely convinced that John Fox and Dow Loggins are the guys to coach him. You know, but then he should have just fired him before the 2017 draft.
He should have pushed to fire him and go to the team president and say, look, here we are.
We need an offensive coach to help me draft the quarterback of the future so that I can pair quarterback to system.
Right.
That's what he should have done.
I agree. But he was young and he was not bold enough.
He was young and not bold enough. We have, like, a lot of texters saying that it was jarring to hear a clip of the real Pat Mahomes.
Dude, as soon as it started, I was freaking out.
I wouldn't. My dad took it a little far.
I wouldn't. You know, my dad took it a little far.
I wouldn't. My dad took it a little far.
I wouldn't. You know, my dad took it a little far.
I wouldn't. My dad took it a little far.
I wouldn't. You know, my dad took it a little far.
It's really good. It's, like, alarmingly good. You know how I say that Tanny's better at his job than any of us are at ours?
Shane might be better at
Shane might be as good at the Mahomes impression as Tanny is at his job.
Yeah. I've been saying that for months.
He might have reached that level.
Plus, we know that Shane actually goes home and he workshops it. Does Tanny ever do sound?
Tanny doesn't work until he's sitting here at the desk.
He's constantly. it's around the clock. Yeah, no, that's
My bad.
That's
my
why
bad.
They're great. But that
actually does work. It works out all the time.
It was jarring to hear how many people thought that the real Pat Mahomes was actually Shane.
I heard that.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations, Shane.
I wouldn't, my dad.
Thanks. What a skill.
marketable.
I can do three impressions. Pat Mahomes, Danny, and Spiegs.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Mitch.
That's valuable.
Well, but truth be told, you have exactly the right job for those three impressions.
True.
Keep
those 2-year contracts coming.
I don't think that my mom would hear you do the impression of me and think she was talking to her son.
No.
Like Pat Mahomes Sr. did.
No.
So, you know, your Spiegs and me impressions are not on the level of the Mahomes one. All due respect.
Big takeaway. Another big takeaway. Pat Mahomes heard the interview, or at least heard the clip.
Yeah, he saw the viral clip.
He saw the viral clip.
Did he see the viral clip of the impression? How come Patrick Finley didn't ask that? It's Super Bowl Media Day Scrum.
How come Patrick Finley didn't give us a heads up that he was going to ask Pat Mahomes about the interview?
Let's get him on the show.
No.
Patrick. He's a decent guy.
I don't have enough follow-ups for what are we asking? Why he didn't give us a heads up?
What are his impressions of Pat Mahomes' impressions of Shane's impression?
Yeah, that's too much. It's too much.
There's too many layers.
That
there?
Idea died on the vine.
Damn.
Yeah, it's okay.
God, it was so close.
But yeah, one more question on what did he think of the Mahomes impression would have been appreciated and valuable.
I'm gonna say this now. I can declare, Pat Mahomes' impression of himself is not as good as Shane's impression of Pat Mahomes. Wow. I don't think it's as good.
That's tremendous, tremendous praise. You have been looking for accountability. I feel like you've been looking for closure in many ways as to the last coach of the Bears, the last future of the franchise with the Bears, and how he also messed up what we're hoping is the current future of the Bears at quarterback.
Right. Did I get that closure?
We are going to find out as Matt Nagy finally spoke to Chicago media next on The Score.